Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on how to modulate an old school drum and bass sub with chopped vinyl character. Today we're going for that classic jungle and 90s roller vibe, where the bass still hits deep and clean, but it also feels like it's been pulled off a dubplate and played through a worn sampler. The important thing here is balance. We are not making the sub lo-fi just for the sake of it. We want the fundamental to stay solid, mono and heavy, while a separate texture layer adds movement, grain, pitch wobble and that chopped rhythm that gives the bass line personality. This is a really useful technique if your track needs more motion without losing low-end power. It works great for old-school inspired bass lines, rolling DNB, darker halftime sections, or any intro and build where you want the bass to feel like it's coming in from vinyl. Let's start with the foundation. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave and turn the other oscillators off. Keep the patch simple and clean. If you want a tight, classic feel, set the voices to 1 so the bass behaves like a mono instrument. You can keep glide very low for a tighter old-school step, or increase it slightly if you want a bit more slur between notes. For now, avoid effects on the source. Just get the sub behaving well on its own. Now program a simple DNB bass phrase. Short notes are your friend here. Leave space for the drums to breathe. Think in terms of conversation with the break, not a non-stop sustained bass line. Try to answer the snare hits, especially around beats 2 and 4. A classic starting point is root note, then fifth, then back to the root, with maybe a passing note at the end of the bar. Keep it simple and musical. The idea is to make the bass line feel like part of the break, not something floating on top of it. On the sub track, put a utility first and set the width to 0% so the bass stays centered. If needed, use EQA to low pass it somewhere around 90 to 120 Hz to keep it pure. And keep the level sensible. Don't let the sub clip or get too aggressive. This layer is your foundation. Next, we're going to split the bass into layers so we can treat the low end and the character separately. This is the key move. Either duplicate the track or, even better, create an audio effect rack on the bass group and make two chains, one for clean sub and one for vinyl character. That way, you can keep the true low end untouched while processing the texture layer much more aggressively. On the clean sub chain, keep it basic, utility for mono, EQ8 if you need to trim any accidental top end, and maybe a very subtle saturator if you want a touch of warmth. Just 1 to 2 dB of drive with soft clip-on is enough. We're not trying to hear distortion here. We just want the sub to stay confident and consistent. Now for the fun part, the vinyl character chain. First, remove the true low end. Put EQ8 first and high-pass it around 110 to 150 Hz. If the layer is still carrying too much low frequency, use a steeper slope. Optionally, you can low pass it a bit too, depending on how bright or gritty you want the layer to feel. The goal is to isolate the movement and texture, not create a second sub that fights the main one. After that, add saturator. Give it a little more drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This adds warmth and edge. If you want more dubplate style grime, you can follow that with erosion. Keep it subtle. Use noise mode. Aim around the upper mid-range, and add just enough amount to create texture without sounding harsh. Another option is redux for a bit of sampler-style degradation. Light downsampling or bit reduction can make the layer feel more chopped and old, but be careful not to overdo it. Now we get into the chopped movement. Autopan is a really useful tool here. If you set the phase to 0 degrees, it behaves more like a rhythmic gate than a stereo panner. That's great for this style. Sync the rate to something like 1/8 or 1/16th, and adjust the amount until it creates a noticeable but controlled chop. You want the layer to pulse and breathe. If you want a more obvious sampler feel, keep it tight and rhythmic. If you want a more fluid motion, open it up a bit. You can also use more sample-based chopping by resampling the bass line and loading it into simpler. In simpler, use classic mode, turn looping on if needed, and then trigger short fragments with MIDI. That gives you a really authentic chopped vinyl feel, because you're basically performing the bass as if it were being pulled from a sample pad or a turntable hit. Tiny changes in note length and retrigger timing can make a huge difference here. In this style, the note off is part of the groove. If you have access to Max for Live, a shaper or LFO device can add even more precision. Map it to something like filter cutoff, saturator drive, or utility gain on the character chain. Keep the movement small and meaningful. A tiny dip on the beat and a quick rise into the offbeat can be enough to create that worn, animated feeling. The best modulation is usually the kind you feel more than hear. Next, add auto filter after the saturation or movement stage. This is where you can really push the old school vibe. A low pass or band pass filter works well here. Start with a cutoff somewhere around 250 to 800 Hz on the character layer, and add a bit of resonance. Then automate the cutoff so the bass opens up during fills and closes down when the drums are busy. That kind of motion feels very much like a live sampler or a tune being worked in real time. For a little vinyl wobble, you can introduce subtle pitch and stability. If you're using simpler, tiny changes to the sample start position, filter amount, or pitch envelope can make the layer feel less static. If you want to go further, map a very slow LFO to pitch, but keep it tiny. We're talking maybe 5 to 15 cents at most. You want the feel of worn playback, not a bassline that sounds out of tune. A few carefully placed pitch dips can also make repeated notes feel like they were triggered from hardware or a turntable-style source. Now let's make sure the groove locks to the drums. This is a huge part of getting the style right. Sidechain the character layer to the kick, or to the kick and snare if needed, using compressor or glue compressor. Keep the attack fairly quick and the release musical, somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds. The ratio doesn't need to be extreme. 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is usually enough. The idea is for the chop texture to move around the drums, not fight them. Your sub can be sidechained gently too, but don't overpump it unless that's the sound you want. A strong old-school D&B bassline usually evolves over time. So think in phrases, not just loops. In the intro, you might hear only the filtered character layer. Then the full sub comes in for the drop. Later, you can open the chopped layer a little more or add a touch more distortion or wobble during turnarounds. In the breakdown, strip it back again. Then for the second drop, make it more fragmented, more gritty, or slightly more unstable. A little change every 8 bars keeps the tune alive. Always check the relationship between bass and drums. In this style, the bass and break are one system. Use your ears, spectrum, EQ8, and utility to make sure the sub stays centered and stable, the kick remains clear, and the snare has room to speak. Be careful that the character layer doesn't create harsh buildup around the snare or muddy the low mids. If the texture layer starts pulling the pitch center of the bass around, it usually means it's too loud or too full range. Back it off until you only notice it when it's muted. There are a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't distort the actual sub too much. Don't let the chopped layer carry too much low end. Don't widen the low frequencies. And don't make every bar overly busy. A lot of the power in old school D&B comes from contrast and space. A simple phrase with a few well-placed chops will usually hit harder than a non-stop stream of modulation. If you want to take it further, try splitting the texture into two lanes. One lane can hold the main chop tone, and a second lane can carry only upper fizz, noise, or a little extra degradation. That lets you automate the top texture more aggressively without making the core layer too harsh. You can also vary the chop rate by phrase, maybe 1/8 notes for the first couple of bars, then 1/16 notes later, and maybe a triplet feel before a fill. That creates a more performance-based jungle groove. Another great trick is alternating clean and dirty responses. Let the first note of the phrase stay relatively clean, then make the reply note more filtered or degraded. That call and response shape is very effective in jungle and old-school D&B. You can also use a bit of dynamic EQ or multiband dynamics on the character layer, so the low mids only tuck down when the arrangement gets dense. That keeps the layer lively without forcing a static EQ cut all the time. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build an 8-bar loop with a mono sine sub and operator. Write a bass line using roots, fifths, and a few short passing notes. Duplicate it into a character chain. High pass the character layer around 120 Hz. Add saturator, add auto pan sync to 1/16th, and add auto filter with some automation. Sidechain the character layer to the kick. Then automate one thing every 2 bars, like filter cutoff, chop rate, saturation, or pitch wobble depth. Finally, compare the full version with the dry sub-only version. If the layered version still feels anchored but has more personality, you're on the right track. To wrap up, the formula is simple but powerful. Build a clean mono sub first. Split off a separate character layer. Remove the true low end from that layer. Add saturation, filtering, rhythmic chopping, and subtle modulation. Sidechain it to the drums. Then arrange the movement in phrases so the bass evolves over time like a real jungle tune. Remember the balance. Sub for weight, character for personality. Get those working together and your bass will instantly feel more old school, more live, and way more like proper D&B folklore. If you want, I can also turn this into a device-by-device Ableton chain walkthrough or a shorter lesson script with more direct screen capture pacing.